Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com.
Greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature, and together we shall conquer the English language with charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, dear listeners from wherever you are across the globe. Welcome back to another episode of Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where we explore one English word each week and sometimes give it just a little British twist. I'm Fraser, and of course, joining me today is your favourite, top hat wearing, grammar loving, British bulldog, Mr. Winston, the Win Man himself.
Indeed, indeed. I'm here, freshly groomed and ready to defend the English language from chaos and confusion, starting with today's delightful disaster of a word, literally.
Ah, yes, literally. A word that causes arguments at dinner tables, stress in classrooms, and confusion for English learners all over the world. So let's start with the basics, the original meaning.
Literally means, in a literal way, something that actually happened exactly as described. For example, he literally ran 10 miles. That means he actually did run 10 miles. No exaggeration, straight facts.
But here's where things get a little messy, because many native speakers, Brits and Americans alike, use literally in a completely non-literal way. For example, I was so hungry, I literally died.
Did you now? How curious. And yet here you are, breathing and recording a podcast.
Exactly. That's the non-literal use of literally. These days, people use it for emphasis, to add drama, emotion, or even what they're saying isn't technically true.
This drives purists like myself mad. But language evolves, doesn't it? Dictionaries now include this modern usage. Even the Oxford English Dictionary has waved the white flag.
Perhaps we're in a spot of bother, Winston, old boy. So what should English learners do? What should you guys and girls, my dear listeners, do? What's our advice? Now, Winston and I have considered this carefully, and we have come to the conclusion. Use literally carefully. If you want to sound accurate and clear, use it in its traditional meaning, when something actually happened. There was literally a cow on the road. So here, we're not joking. We're telling the honest truth, God's gospel truth. It actually did happen. But if you're copying how native speakers talk informally and want to sound dramatic or even humorous, you can add it then for emphasis. But be aware, it can confuse people if used too often. If I have one more biscuit, I'll literally be sick. So if I have another biscuit, I will quite literally throw up. Although this isn't really true. They could probably eat one more biscuit and not be sick, not vomit. But it's just showing emphasis. Maybe they already ate six biscuits. So they're saying seven biscuits would be far too much for me.
You could manage seven biscuits, son. And try not to say things like, I literally exploded. Unless you want to give your English teacher a heart attack.
Now, to conclude, let's give you a few common phrases you may hear. I literally can't even, which means I just can't carry on. I cannot manage. It's so funny. I can't even. He was literally shaking with rage. So angry, shaken. She's literally the best teacher ever. Now, probably not the best teacher the world has ever seen, but for this person, their opinion, she's the best teacher. This one, she's literally the best. It's literally the best. Literally the best is very common, although informal English.
And may I say, dear listeners, if someone tells you they were literally freezing in July, offer them a coat, but also a dictionary. When using the word literally, ask yourself, did it truly happen, or are you just being dramatic? If it's the latter, proceed with caution and a wink. And there you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.